Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm gonna leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's gonna go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
I got a 4-game lead on Jersey Jerry, but I don't want to bury the lead. Because this guy was on fire Saturday night. All he could do was pick winner after winner after winner at UFC 281. The great Jersey Jerry here with us. Jersey Jerry, how you been?
I've been good, Zach. You know, really hot Saturday. Game of the year was on Sunday with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That cashed. I mean, I'm hot. I may not be hot on the show, but I'm starting to catch a groove right now.
You save it for the right moments. That's what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm telling you, Portnoy and Big Cat, I was on the bridge and I saw they were going nuts. And the next thing I know, it's, oh, wow, Jersey Jerry gave us a winner at UFC 281. And you started DMing me and I was like, all right, I'm going to ride Jersey Jerry that night.
Yeah, it was a great night, you know. Glad to get the respect from Dave and Dan, you know, as always. You know, when they ask for a pick, if I give them one, you know, and it wins, they usually show respect. So I appreciate that.
What happened to your eye, by the way?
So that was a Drano incident. That was, I think it was Wednesday. I was my drain was clogged, the sink. And, you know, I poured Drano down, but it wasn't going down. And I had the black medical gloves on. And, you know, I was trying to see what was in the sink with my gloves on. And then I must have got the fumes in my eye or a piece of lint or something. So I rubbed my eye, and that was a catastrophe.
Yeah.
That was emergency room. Yeah, emergency room right away. Doctor gave me some ointment and an eye patch and some drops. So, you know, we're healing up. We should be good by Sunday.
Okay, so maybe the eye patch coming off Sunday and you'll be good to go for a Steelers game is what you're telling me.
Yeah, exactly.
Jersey Jerry here with us. All right, I'll let you start first. What's your first pick?
Yeah, I'm going to dog this week, and I think this is a very, very live dog. You got to know when to bet the dogs, and you got to know when a dog could even win. And I know we're just doing spread, but this money line is live, too, at plus 135. I'm going with the Texans at +3.5. I think they get the job done. You know, the Commanders was the best win they'll have all year last week. They won't get another win like that. I could see them overlooking the Texans. Texans could run the ball. Don't get it twisted. I know they're really hurt, but I'm going to go with the Texans this week. I think this is a live dog at plus 135, but we're going to take the points, +3.5.
Okay, that's actually a game I have circled, but I'm going the other way. I'm taking the Commander, so maybe I'll expand my lead or you'll cut into the deficit. I'm just not betting against Taylor Ham Heineke right now. I can't trust Davis Mills. So I'm rolling with the Commanders. What do you got for game number two?
I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and here's why.
When you're hot, you're hot with them.
Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot with them. And listen, the Steelers this year, undefeated with T.J. Watt on the field, 2-0. They get to the quarterback when T.J. Watt's on the field. He's just a game wrecker. That guy could take over any game he plays. He got the one game under his belt. Did he look amazing? No, he didn't look amazing, but, you know, he was getting pressure on the ball, and that resulted in Alex Highsmith on the opposite side getting some sacks, which he did week one against Joe Burrow. This is a bad spot for the Bengals. It really is. No Ja'Marr Chase. Joe Burrow is averaging 3.9 yards per completion since Ja'Marr Chase has been gone. That's not going to get it done. This is Kenny Pickett's coming out show. Mark my words, Steelers +4.
All right, I'm taking a team to bounce back this week, and I thought the Colts had a good chance last week to cover the spread. They ended up winning the game outright. I think Philly is going to win this game by 10 points or more. I see the spreads at 6.5. I'll take the Eagles laying the 6.5 this week. And I think the Colts come back down to earth and the Eagles start to get right.
Awesome. Awesome. My last play is going to be the San Francisco 49ers -8 against the Cardinals. The Cardinals are, they're lost. Kyler Murray's lost. DeAndre Hopkins is upset. Kingsbury, he's just, you know, just going through the motions at this point. This team's going to get blown out by 20. So give me the 49ers this week at -8.
Yeah, you just look at a spread like that and you see laying 8, you go, I know it's a big number, but I would definitely take that in a second. I'm in agreement with you there. My final pick, I don't know, Jersey Jerry. Maybe it's just because I like incompetence. I am probably a little bit too excited for Raiders and Broncos, and I'm just going to take the points in this one. Give me the Raiders +3. I don't trust either of these teams. I think this is going to be a game that it ends by a field goal. I don't trust Russell Wilson. I don't really trust Derek Carr, but I trust him a little bit more than Russell Wilson these days. So I like the Raiders +3. So Jersey Jerry's taking the Steelers +4, the 49ers -8. I'm going with the he's going with the Texans +3.5. And for me, I'm taking the Commanders -3.5, the Eagles -6.5, and the Raiders +3. By the way, that Barstool Invitational looked pretty damn neat, Jersey Jerry. And I didn't know you had the skills on the mop, by the way, like you did. You were awesome cleaning up the court.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a really, really good time. If anybody missed it last week, Barstool Invitational in Philadelphia. I mean, it was really awesome. It was really awesome. You know, not the best teams in college basketball, but it was a really good time, good turnout. And, you know, my number one goal was pretty much I don't want nobody to get hurt. Nobody got hurt. My job was done.
Did you get a cheesesteak in Philadelphia?
You know, I didn't. I didn't, actually.
Why not? You don't like a cheesesteak?
I do. What's a good one to go to?
You got to go to D'Alessandro's or Mama's, probably my two favorite spots in that area.
I'll tell you what. I've been to the one place you just mentioned, D'Alessandro's.
Yeah?
I'll be honest. Just not enough cheese for me. I mean, just very cheap on the cheese. I don't know. You know, is the play order extra cheese? Because it seemed like they just didn't throw any cheese on when I went there last year.
You know what, Jersey Jerry? They are the friends. The owners are actually a friend of mine. Next time you want to go, let me know. I'll make sure they make the cheesesteak exactly the way that Jersey Jerry wants it.
I'll tell you what, the meat was great. The bread was great. But, yeah, just a lack of cheese there.
Okay. I will send that into their suggestion box at D'Alessandro's and tell them they got to pick up their cheese game. But, Jersey Jerry, this is great as always. Thanks so much. Do it again next week.
Yep. See you later.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.